Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
To the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but not the star of the show. The star is a gentleman we call the all-pro defensive end, the acting iconic legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. I'm looking at mesmerized by this photograph here.
Yeah, you had Pamela sent in a photograph to you, right?
She sent us in, and we were talking about it last week of Corey Allen and the black leather jacket.
I got it for you right here.
And James Dean. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, James Dean. James Dean in this one. This was in Rebel Without a Cause.
Yeah.
And Corey Allen, who directed you in so many of the Great Hunter episodes, was an actor in this thing. Method acting. They said they use real knives. In fact, Corey Allen injured James Dean with a little knife cut there during this scene.
Yeah. I asked Corey, you know, like I do most of the guest actors and actresses, whether it's Jane Russell, whether it's a Sammy Davis Jr. Or the likes. But the stars that were able to come on our show over the years, I asked them about, you know, the highlights of their careers and stuff, you know. And I would talk to Corey about, you know, during a timeout up at the Coliseum one day. We were sitting way up high, and he was asking me about the Rams, and I was telling him all about the Coliseum, you know.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, we put this show up on video here at Roku and Facebook Live and Twitch and TikTok and you name it. It's carrying their YouTube Live. And we're also, of course, on Sports Byline, Sirius XM Channel 211, CRN Talk Radio. Now on SB Nation, too, our good buddies there.
Oh, yeah.
And our podcast on iTunes. And then so you send us an email, Fred Dreyer at CRN Talk. And we read them and put them on the air. But it's a nice thought there you get for that Corey Allen.
Yeah, Corey's good. He's very good, Corey.
Passed away in 2010 from Parkinson's, unfortunately, she said. So that's terrible.
Yeah, I missed Corey. He's a great guy.
All right, we got the show here. It's called the Sports Lounge. We sit back here in lounge chairs and just kind of talk about sports. Fred drops off a couple of times halfway through the show. So
I'm on the nod all the time. I do this show when in between naps.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
We got some coffee today on the show just to kind of keep things going, or whatever Michael Jordan was drinking after that big game. We'll talk about that because you like that big documentary. And we got a whole lot to talk about here. NFL, are we going to play with fans? Are we not? Straight ahead, we'll let you know.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-UBRELVY. Sponsored by Allergan.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back into the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horner along with the star of our show, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one football game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, that's our buddy here.
It doesn't seem possible. It does, but you did it.
Against the Green Bay Packers. Jim Delgazzo was one of them. Who was the other guy? Scott somebody, right?
Yeah, Scott Hunter.
Scott Hunter. By the way, Rosemarie watches this show, and she said she has found you on her iPad. She's picked up the Hunter Show, and she's able to watch the shows there, and she's been listening to us on CRN Talk off her iPad live here as we do the show. And
we're multi-platform, ladies and gentlemen.
That is true.
I'm not surprised where you find us.
You always were kind of a second story man, weren't you?
Yeah.
That's what I think. Now, here's my question, Fred Dreyer. So we're trying to get baseball going, and we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. Looks like the players have still not got their act together, whether they're going to play or not, and we'll discuss that maybe in our next segment. But football-wise here, they're saying if the NFL plays their season without fans in the stands, the NFL could lose money. Now, this guy from Forbes.com, this Mike Ozanian, he estimates that the loss could be a staggering $5.5 billion. That's the sum for lost ticket revenue, concessions, parking, merchandise sales, if all the games are played without the fans, and it would amount to 38% of the league's total revenue based on 2018 numbers. Now, here's the thing. You played for the Rams. They moved back to L.A. from St. Louis. They've played in the Coliseum the last 3 years or so, and now they've got their brand new stadium to open up. It's going to open up without fans this year. What's this all about, Fred?
That's what they're going to do. They're going to open up without fans, and then I think you're going to see the Chargers and the Raiders and the Rams.
Raiders in Vegas. That's starting there. That's right.
I think you're going to see them maybe sharing stadiums.
What do you mean?
If they go through with this bifurcation of games, I think what they might do is just say, you know something, let's just put all the West Coast teams, you know, in Vegas, keep them at the one of 5,000 hotels in Vegas,
right?
And bus them over to the stadium, and without having any travel plans, without all those expenditures, above the line expenditures, you can actually maybe do yourself a benefit of trying to save a little money while you're losing $5.5 billion.
Yeah, this is amazing. I mean, when you look down to it, you wonder, you know, you got the TV revenue rights and all this kind of stuff. But when you think about it, $5.5 billion lost for the NFL with it. And they're saying this could be a tough thing. They say teams like the Cowboys and the Patriots could lose more than half of their total revenue. Teams like the Bills, the Titans, and the Bengals could lose less than a third. And they're saying it's possible that medical advances in the coming week might give some good news. Maybe we get some fans hopefully in there. I hope so.
If I'm an owner, I am screaming and I'm giving press interviews to demand that the league, baseball, pro and baseball, pro football, college football, NBA, NHL, all of them go back. And anybody that wants to buy a ticket and show up and sit in the stands can do so. We're selling tickets. We're in the business of entertaining. It's back, and that's what we're doing. And if you don't want to come, then you can stay home. But if you do want to come home and mingle and have a hot dog and bring the family, then that's what you should do, and that's what they should announce right now. Somebody has to break the ice. Everybody's too polite, saying, "Well, if we go back to work and two people in Texas die, we'll be up for murder," you know. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and so they're kind of nervous. I'm voting with you. I'm saying, you know, open the thing up. Here's the thing: they had NASCAR. So NASCAR, okay, they had their race and everything. Everything was kind of fine watching the race. When it's over and the guy wins and there's nobody cheering, it's like, my gosh, it's like watching a drama and then not seeing the ending on who murdered who or something, you know?
Yeah,
it was terrible.
No,
it was a letdown.
I think it's irresponsible to if you're that concerned about human life in its form as we're looking at it, then just say we've decided to shut down all sports in America for the next year. And just walk away from it.
Bring the people from the old folks home.
And walk away from it.
Here's the deal during this coronavirus thing. We got to get the prisoners out of prison because we're afraid they're going to come down with coronavirus. Yet we're going to jam all the old people, the people that are most susceptible to this disease because they're over 60, into old folks' homes or handicapped homes or whatever you want to call them, you know, and you pack them in there, and then they take the sick people and throw them in on top of that. What is wrong with the thinking here? It's a little crazy, and it's like you got a big stadium. Okay, maybe you don't have 55,000 people, and they can't just space out a couple of seats in between. I went to my eye doctor appointment. There's a chair here, two chairs turned around with signs saying don't sit here, another chair there, so you're spaced out from people. Can't they do that?
You went to have your eye shot?
My eye, yeah, I did. I actually got a shot. I did about 6 months for me to not have a shot, and I got did the old needle in the eye.
Is that painful?
No. You put a needle in your eye, it's nice. Of course it's painful, but I use, here's the thing, until I get it right. They put this in. There's a little bit of an occlusion, a little blockage in one of the arteries there, and it's been doing much better. 2 months I was doing it, now I'm doing it 6 months. And they do two shots, one to deaden it, and as soon as they put that one to deaden it, so the eye splotches out. You look like a cyclops. So I finally said, can't you do it? He says, we could do it the old-fashioned way.
We could do it the old-fashioned way.
That's the doctor.
That's him.
You go to him. And he says, do it the old-fashioned way. We could just put a local antiseptic there and then pop it in. So he pops the needle, and you feel that prick, and you feel a boom, 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 something goes into your eyeball.
Trust me.
It's great. And then you walk out of there, and you're happy for life. And very good. Nobody goes to that eye doctor. That's why there's space in his office.
Well, he works out of a van on Sherman Oaks parking lot.
He's a good man. Dr. Ken Small. He's very good. Anyway, we digress here. So I'm just kind of concerned a little bit that the Rams, the Raiders with their new stadium and everything, not going to get a chance to use it. I'll go to a game. I'll space out. I'll watch myself.
No,
so
I won't. I won't.
You won't go to the
game? No, absolutely not. I won't. I'm not going to any of these games.
So you're going to watch on TV?
I'm not going to a game. Figure it out. You go to a Dodger game,
yeah,
and you go down below, you know, where I usually sit.
That's pretty packed down there where they have
where
the free
where
food
it's packed
for you.
Down there,
yeah,
nice. And you're going to have some officious person come up to you and say,
sneeze.
You can't stand there. You have to stand over here.
Oh, you're
going to
hate that. Yeah,
you're going to have to stand over here because you're not far enough away from the line. You've got to be out of the line.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say, you know what? I'll see you later. I'll see you. I'm going
Here's the thing. What's going to even annoy you? They're going to not even have a buffet because they're thinking of taking buffets out on cruise ships.
I'm sure they are too.
You know,
why the hell would you go on a cruise ship if they take the buffet?
Because the cruise is great. It's like it's a restaurant and you just eat your way and they send you places. It's great. You can eat it 24 hours a day.
And they've got elevators that open up right at the buffet line.
That's correct. And they've got the hand sanitizer there, but they're thinking of maybe the buffets might go away.
I'll have a glass of hand sanitizer, please.
That's okay. I'll just
to wash down those crab legs. You know, they got more food there.
Crab legs, yeah.
They've got more food. You talk about people getting sick. You know, that entire flotilla of sick people.
If somebody sneezes or whatever, it can spread in a cruise ship and a plane and everything. They're going to be careful.
It's enough already.
Fred, they're signing up more and more people for cruises now. There's people want to get out there and cruise
into the crab legs. They want to go on the bow with their lovely bride, and they want to say, "I'm so glad I was able to. Save our tickets and give up money. I'm really so happy."
That's the guy I cruise with. You cruise with that guy too?
That's the captain. We're going to make a left-hand turn, folks. Hold on.
There's a guy on a cruise one time.
Like he's driving a bus.
And the buffet, and he went after the crab legs. And I'm telling you, it was like a badge of honor to eat like 45 crab legs. They had a whole, let's go back and get some more. They ate some more crab legs.
Oh, jeez Louise.
I couldn't handle it. I won't even look at crab legs after watching them do it. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge coming to you on Sirius XM Channel 211, Sports Byline, SB Nation, CRN Talk Radio. Stay with us.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael Horn, along with the one and only star of our show, Fred Dreyer. And by the way, as I mentioned, we do the show on Facebook Live, on YouTube Live, TikTok, TalkTick, Pandemic Radio, you name it. We're on all the different streaming sites, Roku. And so Sean says hello to you, Fred.
Sean's hello, saying, hello.
Hi, Fred. Bruce is saying Hunter was awesome, an awesome show. Beverly says, nice to see you, Fred, and happy to see us here.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you guys.
Shannon said, hi, Fred, and said also, hi, Mike, and wants to know if you, Fred, do you ever see Stephanie Kramer from The Old Hunter Show?
Do I ever see her?
Yeah, have you ever?
Not that much. She's she's in Vegas doing her her show.
Yeah.
And then she kind of travels in the summertime, I think. And but she moves around a little bit. So, our paths don't cross that much.
Shannon also says she also has gone to the eye doctor and got a shot in the eye.
Well, you should meet up.
Neighbor Paul Stern is out there, and he said that I should take hydroxychloroquine.
Didn't I just say that?
Yeah, you did. That's what he... Fred, apparently, Paul likes that, too. And Beverly also says she's never been on a cruise. Have you been on a cruise, Fred Dreyer?
I told you this a long time.
You said
time.
Never.
I told you this a long time
ago.
Yeah,
you did go on. Tell everybody.
In the 70s, coming down from New York after the season was over with, I stopped in Miami to see some friends. And everybody kept saying, "Oh, you got to go on the sea cruise, the porpoise cruise. You know, there's porpoises. They swim and right next to the bow on the way up and on the way back. And so it's just a thrilling event." And I said, "So yeah. Okay." So I got on the boat. And yes, sure enough, there's the ship, I think they call it, but
it could be a boat.
Well, you know,
you got on it,
and I got on a thing. And most important thing was it never sunk.
That's important.
We didn't have any type of bowel disorders.
What kind?
Didn't have any bowel or bilge.
You mean bilge. The bow or the bilge. Gotcha.
Bilge disorders.
You don't want to say bowel disorder on a cruise ship. You don't want
you
that.
If you see people running, if you see old people running down to the elevator.
What does that mean?
Down the elevator, you know that there's an emergency at hand.
Okay.
So, but anyway, so I went there, and I got to tell you, I had such an overwhelming feeling of claustrophobia.
Really?
Yep. I didn't want to eat. Nothing was appealing to me. I had no appetite.
Didn't you go out on the deck and walk around and stuff? That didn't help you?
Well, I went outside a lot. I never stayed inside. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, but it got to the point where I thought that I was on some sort of junket, a psychological junket where I was being tested, for my memory. And I couldn't get out of the feeling of being very uncomfortable, being around a lot of people that I never knew. I never knew these people, and I didn't want to know them. They were faceless to me. And so this was like 1971 or something.
This is a Twilight Zone episode.
This was terrible, and it affected me negatively ever since. And
so
that's
you will
one
never
reasons,
go on a cruise
It's
ever.
One of the reasons I don't go on them today. And I also don't like the fact that, when you're pulling away from the dock, and you're it's going out to the horizon,
yeah.
The horizon is so far away. I just said, you know, look, just drop me off, and can I have a little boat if I want to come back?
Yeah, they've got the little dinghies they take into port or whenever they're doing that.
Or send a helicopter. Get me out of here.
Well, apparently the Fred Dreyer cruise to Italy is going to be off, everybody. We had that planned for you.
Yeah, Manja.
We're not
going to
do
Manja.
The Mexico Riviera cruise. Yeah. Not going to happen.
I'll do some tapes where I speak Italian to everybody. And apologize for not being there. And then I'll just say Manja a lot.
We do have a trip to the South Point Hotel in Las Vegas planned. We can drive there by car. Will you go on that one? Can we do that?
Yeah, I can do that one as long as I'm driving.
Okay. Now, the NFL, let's finish up here a little bit, because the NFL owners approved some new measures here this last week aimed at improving diversity in coach and front office hiring.
I'm sure it would improve that.
They stopped short of approving a resolution that would have rewarded minority hiring with draft pick compensation. I can't believe this. They considered that.
We're going to reward the Cleveland Browns for selecting the most African-American front office people with a third-round draft choice. That's what they're going to do.
Last I looked at the NFL teams and they go out on the field, I think they're pretty well, balanced as far as,
is there enough
culture.
Black players
There's,
for you?
Yeah, okay. Everything's fine.
Then what do we protest?
But the NFL Network reported last week that the owners were considering a proposal that would have improved teams' third-round draft picks by 6 or 10 spots
if they hired a minority candidate
for a vacant GM or head coaching opening, as well as other compensation.
Isn't there a white consortium that gets to be heard from?
Leaning back from that mic. Get in close so we
I'm
can
right
hear.
There you I'm go. Right here.
But you're leaning in this shot. You're kind of like,
well,
you're
so, well,
dosing
so,
out.
Well,
it's the sports
what
loud.
What difference does
there
it make if I'm there
that's much
or if I'm here?
No.
If my back is feeling better.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm sorry. Take care of your back.
Well, I do things for a reason.
So the May owners meeting, the resolutions involved draft pick compensation. They were tabled. No vote was taken. So the proposals could be considered at a later date. But the rules stipulate 24 of 32 teams must vote to approve a resolution for it to go into effect. Roger Goodell said, the tabling of the draft pick sometimes means it doesn't have enough support. Roger Goodell said that was not the case this time.
Right, exactly. Then why isn't it unanimous?
So teams are now going to be the...
We've got to get Dan Rooney. He's always coming up with these ideas about how to make something more Hispanic and more black and more taller and more shorter and...
Well, I'm going to apply for this first one. Teams would now be required to interview at least two candidates from outside their organization for any vacant head coaching job. Somebody like me. I'm not in with any football organization.
I would vote for you in a minute. I would vote for you in a minute.
And at least
because I know you'd vote for me.
I would. And at least one minority candidate.
You would hire me.
I would. You would be my assistant immediately.
You would say, now that you've hired me, Dan, I want to introduce somebody who I think has a lot of integrity, Fred Dreyer. And I go, no way, get him out of here.
That's how I bring you in. You vote me in and you get in there. So previously the Rooney Rule had required teams to interview only one minority candidate. They're adding to that now.
Oh, well, there it is. There's the dynamic that's going to push it over the top.
The NFL changed their anti-tampering policy to relax the rules that have allowed teams to deny assistant coaches and executives the opportunity to interview for jobs with other organizations.
Yeah.
The Rooney Rule has been expanded to apply to a number of executive positions. Teams and the league office are now required to interview minorities and or female applicants for positions such as team president, senior executives in communications, finance, human resources, legal, football operations, sales, marketing, sponsorship information, and more. And each of the 32 NFL teams will establish a minority coaching fellowship program. These coaching fellowships will be are to be full-time positions, 1 or 2 years in length, to provide NFL legends, minority, and female applicants and participants with hands-on training for NFL coaching. So I could go there and get hands-on training.
Hands-on with women?
No.
That's not what you just said.
Hands-on training for all applicants, meaning hands-on the position, training there.
Yeah, well, they're not going to rest until the entire league is front, top to bottom, female and black.
Now also, let's head over to Pennsylvania because the governor there, upset with Ben Roethlisberger because Ben went for a haircut.
Big Ben got a haircut during the virus.
Throw that man in the honky there for a little while. I'm telling you,
holiday season.
He is not everyone is happy. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger's haircut and beard trim. I got one. I got a haircut. My niece came over to my house.
I got my beard trim.
Your beard is gone.
I know.
My mustache is getting old.
The hell out
she
of
didn't
it.
Do the mustache. But Ben went to Norman's Cutting Edge Barbershop in Sewickley, Pennsylvania to get a haircut and a beard trim.
That's the home of Chuck Knox.
Is it?
Sewickley, Pennsylvania.
Oh, there you have it.
Big coal mining establishment there.
So they're in the yellow phase of reopening, which means barbershops and hair salons
caution.
Are not open yet.
Caution.
Yeah, so that's
what that means.
Means
I can cut your hair, but I've got to be very careful about it. We're on a yellow light, Ben.
The one traffic light in that town of Sewickley is always in yellow, so that you know that it's a yellow
and mode. It's blinking, my man. It's blinking.
So the Cowboys in the news, Dak Prescott has offered a 5-year, $175 million contract
extension.
What do you think?
I think he should have Dan Rooney negotiate for him.
You think so? That's it? So
get Dan Rooney in there. Send Dan to the small town of Dallas and meet Jerry out there at the station wagon in section 2D and ink this thing up, brother.
And that should be pretty good. Now, our fans in the stands, you can always email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com and get some comments. So Billy is saying, he said, do you think the Major League Baseball season being delayed will affect the Dodgers negatively or positively?
Well, it's already a negative conversation. I mean, you can't say that you throw people off their pace and you delay the momentum and you break people's concentration, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
That's already a negative, you know. Now, you can say it's a positive because no one's getting hurt. Well, as soon as they start warming up and start playing 82 games, 83 games, whatever the hell they're going to play, then somebody's going to get hurt and it's going to be negative. So I think that it's got a chance of being more negative than positive.
All right, we're going to handle that and take it a little deeper here and find out what's happening with, some of the Major League Baseball players are hoping for a loosening of restrictions and a health proposal. There's some interesting things that players are getting paid, I think, for not playing here right now on these big deals. We got some interesting things to talk about straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon, you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Get your vehicle ready for Memorial Day weekend. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for just $33.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine and keep it running smooth with Valvoline Full Synthetic. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at signup today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
The TVS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch 6 TVS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.TV. It's free and it's on the internet as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch TVS Sports Network, TVS Classic Sports Network, TVS Turbo Sports Network, TVS Women's Sports Network, TVS Tavern Sports Network, and TVS Boxing Network. That's TVS Television Network. 6 free channels at WatchYour.TV.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Lots of activity. As you know, we're on the Sports Byline, CRN Talk Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211, Dan Patrick's channel on SB Nation, a whole lot more. The podcast on iTunes. But we also are on video on Facebook Live and YouTube. And Paul is out there again from Paul from Palm Springs. He wants to know if Monty Baskall is available to pitch. Now, wasn't that the old Dodger coach, Monty Baskall?
Monty Baskall.
I know
the name, but I don't know. I don't associate him with the Dodgers. Monty Baskall, maybe. Yeah.
And Paul also says that he likes bao, but he thought we were talking about pork bao, Chinese. You know those nice pastry puffed deals.
What does he like?
Pork bao.
What the hell is he talking about?
He's a big. He loves good Asian food. He's a good guy. Shannon said that she does not get a shot in the eye with a needle. She goes to the eye doctors and they space out the room there. But she says they also have car service for contacts. How do you suppose they handle that? You got to pop your contact out while you're in the car. Is that the deal? You just pick them up, I guess, huh?
Well, you have to sequester first.
Yeah.
And then you come together for just a brief moment with more than one person in the hallway, and they slap you on the back really hard, and your lens pops out.
I got you. And also, that you want to know if you have heard from somebody named Sporty James. Who's Sporty James?
That's Garrett Morris, Sporty James I know.
Garrett Morris from Saturday Night Live?
Yes. Yeah. He was Sporty James on The Hunter Show.
He was?
Yes, he was.
Wow.
And a fine Sporty he was.
There you have it.
He was great. We had a lot of fun, and he really contributed to the show, and we had lots of laughs.
So people have been talking here. Julie has emailed Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, and she says, "Rest in peace, Phyllis George. Seemed like a wonderful lady. Do you have any memorable interactions with her?"
Well, I have many. Yeah, she was a terrific girl, and we had lots of laughs. It was good. Yeah, she was. She really worked hard and became well respected within the good old boy network sports parlor, you know. And she was welcomed. She had an opinion, and she was nice. Players liked her, and which was always important. And and the network was happy that no one gave her a real hard time except me.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
You give everybody a hard time.
What I did was she met me at my house in Long Beach on the sand, the dry sand.
Could you be on the wet sand or the dry sand?
No, it had to be the dry sand because she was allergic to water.
Okay.
So she was there and she said, "Oh, let's play rough tackle football." And before she knew it, she was on her back.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I don't know if we should continue with this.
She was. I knocked her down.
Yeah, and?
And we continued to. She never gained a yard. She lost like 35 yards in the sand.
Sure, she did.
But she had a lot of fun. We laughed it up, and they got some footage. It seemed.
Wait! You were shooting this?
Yeah, it was a segment for CBS.
Oh,
Sports.
Okay.
It was a segment.
I thought it was a segment.
Well, no,
crazy,
she came out to crazy. She came out. What? She came out. She didn't come out to see me.
Oh, okay. So she came out. It was for CBS Sports then, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I suggested we stop off and get some horses and ride down on the wet sand, but
she wouldn't go on the wet sand.
She wouldn't go on the wet sand.
Teresa says, "Hey there, Mr. Fred Dreyer. It's been a crazy few months now with everyone wearing masks, and it just adds to it. I pray that you and your family are safe from this coronavirus. Still watching, Hunter. Love you bunches."
Well, thank you very much. We need those people watching it. We constantly having new people discover the show, and it's really a pleasure to hear people's thoughts about that because I think the show holds up very well.
David writes, he says, "Just kind of curious about the scenario of revenue shortfalls." We were talking about this earlier. Mm-hmm. "Many fans avoiding ballparks because of Corona no longer have the income to go to the stadium. With empty ballparks on the horizon, some owners may find it difficult to meet payroll obligations. Some players are making enough in one season that could take care of 30 families in a lifetime." I think it's just a statement. I don't know if he's asking a question. But we can add to that because Major League Baseball players are hoping that there's going to be a loosening of restrictions in a health proposal. Players are hoping that the Major League Baseball tweaks recent health protocols proposal. Discussions are continuing about how to safely restart seasons during the coronavirus pandemic. Most players
That got to do with anything? What's the flu have to do with how you start the season?
Well, most players want to know whether some in-stadium and clubhouse restrictions can be loosened based on the plan to frequently test players and the staff for the virus.
What are they testing them for? This is what you get when that subject matter comes up and it crosses my desk. It's like you've got a football game here to be played by football players, and if I've played in football games when there has been a people with a lot of flu, a lot of diarrhea, and a lot of vomiting. And hot and humid weather.
Sounds
and
great.
All of the, yeah, well, that's what we're talking about.
I gotcha.
So that's what we're talking about. And people get sick, and then they go sit on the sideline. And then another guy comes in, puts his helmet on, and you look and go, "What happened to Jim?" He says, "Well, he doesn't feel very well. He's throwing up." He goes, "Oh, okay, well, that's all right." And the official comes over and says, "All right, let's go." He blows a whistle, and you play ball. That's what you got to do. You got to play ball, and you got to get on with it.
Well, anyway, Paul DeJong of the St. Louis Cardinals, he's an infield. He says, "The daily testing, I'm a fan to quickly determine our status, but given that, I'd like to see the freedom operating in the clubhouse and on the field," he said. And so, a lot of the protocols inside the team facilities call for a lot of major changes to previously normal routines. No spitting, no showering.
No shower.
Yeah.
No water of any kind.
Well, and no discontinued.
How about urinating? Can they urinate? No.
Discontinued use of recovery equipment, hydrotherapy pools.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cryotherapy chambers. Most aspects, yep. Day-to-day life would change. And they say even, here's one that might get a lot of people on the DL.
Uh-oh.
Even team buffets could be banned.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
It's not getting much.
Yeah, you don't want that food around. That's what you don't want.
So here's my question. The Dodgers signed Mookie Betts for one season.
That's it.
He's getting paid for it, I guess.
Partly.
Yeah, and then at the season, what if the Dodgers don't play and then Mookie Betts signs with somebody
else? That's right.
He never even swung a bat for the Dodgers.
I don't know what the temperament there is. I'm sure that Mookie wants to play for the Dodgers, and I think the Dodgers want Mookie to play for them as well. And what we're going to have to find out is let's get out there, play some sort of an aborted scene, a season, and get on with this thing and try to see if we can get into the – my feeling is that that Mookie will excel during the short season, the virus season, and he'll say, "Well, yeah, I played here, and that's enough. I think I'll leave."
So
they just shut the season down. That's what they should do.
So Mookie was in Nashville. That's where he lived, Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And amid this coronavirus pandemic, he surprised shoppers at a grocery store in Nashville this last week. He bought groceries for several shoppers, supplied pizza for the essential frontline workers at the Kroger store that was in the neighborhood. Betts has a close relationship with his hometown of Nashville. He owns several real estate properties in the city. It's one of his most popular athletes
popular.
There.
He's popular there.
And, you know, he was... He's currently building a 20,000 square foot home in Franklin, Tennessee.
What's he going to do that?
Graduated from John Overton High School. Well, there's a lot of country music and stuff there, Fred.
Is he in the music business?
No, he's in the baseball business. His charitable side has made headlines in the past. Back in the 2018
good.
World Series where the Boston Red Sox were cheating against the Dodgers, Mookie was okay. He provided food to the homeless after game two after that World Series.
Throw the scent off of him.
I don't think Mookie was. Well, who knows? I don't know.
You don't think so?
No, but Alex Cora was the manager, the guy who
started
off
with
the
Houston Astros. I think Alex had pizza on him. I think that's what.
Something.
He was a little sticky, I think.
Yeah, there's problems. Oakland A's have missed a $1.2 million stadium rent payment. Now, they're telling you that you may not have to make your monthly house payments. What if you owed $1.2 million every month and the Oakland A's missed their payment? For the Coliseum,
you know, I don't think they're going anywhere.
The Ring Central Coliseum.
I don't think that someone's moving the stadium or stealing anything, and I don't think that the Oakland A's are going to have to be taken to small claims court.
It was due April 1st, and because of the coronavirus pandemic,
30 days for crying out loud.
Yeah, and but you know, what's the interest on $1.2 million? Come on,
I'm sure somebody ran down the hall to hit the hall phone and called the bank and said we're going to be a little late on this one.
But there's no baseball, so they're not getting any money, any income coming in. So the A's have declared they have no ability to pay their annual rent. They said, quoting now, because they haven't used it, they were not able to generate revenue. They have no ability to pay.
Yes, they do.
Really?
Slush funds.
You think?
See, already there's too much time given to this story. This is a non-story.
All right, they'll change it. Michael Jordan. Here's the deal.
You love that show.
You saw The Last Dance, right?
I saw all 10 episodes.
Yeah, the best documentary, better than The Tiger King.
The Tiger King. Are you kidding me? I saw that at your house. And it was just preposterous.
So Michael Jordan, the story talks about all his great games. The shot he wiped out the Cleveland Cavaliers with that jumper shot. There was the God disguised as Michael Jordan game.
You're not going to roll back every one of his feet,
63 points in the first round game against the Celtics in 86. Come on, there's the follow-through of his game-winning jump shot.
Let me get my Rolodex out. That he did on the basketball court.
It's one of the most
remember
impressive.
The time he took that shot from the corner?
One of the most impressive was the games this day, the flu game, in which he propelled the Bulls, his team, to a 90-88 Game 5 victory over the Utah Jazz. Now, here's the setup. Apparently, he wanted pizza, and they ordered the pizza, and they brought it to his room. About five different people were waiting.
That's an apocryphal number. There was two.
Well, they say there's five.
No,
he said he saw five.
You want to know why? I'm going to update this for you.
Update it.
Because the guy who delivered it got on the sports talk radio this morning and said it was me and another guy, and we protected it, and we have no idea what happened. Rumor had it that Michael spit on the pizza.
That was a rumor that he spit on it.
That he didn't want anybody to eat it.
So he
ate it by himself.
All by himself.
And then got sick.
All by himself. Here's the deal.
Have you seen those pizzas? They make you sick just looking at them.
Well, come on. I take it. You have a problem with pizza, and I got you to eat it.
No, I don't. I just said they're very acid.
Tell the story.
10:30 in the night before.
What happened?
I don't eat pizza before I go to bed, darling. How about you?
What about when you were in high school and they took you out for your first pizza and it stuck to the roof of your mouth?
No, that's not what happened.
What happened?
I was driving down Hawthorne Boulevard and I saw some friends in the inside in the parking area in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
So I got out of there and they all ran across the street to the to the pizza show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went in there and I said, hey, how about a pizza? And I said, give me a slice of pizza. So I was standing there and you know, when I reached in and grabbed it, I put it in my mouth, put the pointed end in my mouth,
yeah.
And I bit down on it and I bit the end off and it stuck to the roof of my mouth,
yeah, yeah,
and took all the skin off, yeah, the roof of my mouth. That's the last time I ate a pizza.
Except when you and I went out to that place that had the very
thin. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you had the pizza with me at that restaurant, and you loved it because it was brought to the table.
No, you know why I liked it?
Why?
It was real thin crust.
Yeah.
It wasn't a lot of dough.
And we blew on it before you took a bite.
No, you didn't blow on my pizza.
We'll be back.
Do you have a story to share? Your story. Lifetime Private Autobiography Services can help. We will interview you by video or phone to get your memories in your words using your pictures. Our staff of talented writers will then recreate your story into a beautifully handcrafted book. You'll receive 10 individual copies for friends and family to enjoy for generations to come. Visit privateautobiography.com to schedule a free consultation. Mention this ad for a bonus audio recording from your personal interviews. To get started, visit privateautobiography.com or call 844-921-2802. That's 844-921-2802. Remember and be remembered with this gift of a lifetime.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Final thought on this, Fred Dreyer, this whole Michael, yeah, Jordan thing with the pizza.
Oh, boy.
And that is, over the years, other things came up, and people said the real reason was Jordan got sick was because rather than the flu, some have speculated he was feeling the after effects of a particularly eventful evening. In other words, he might have been hungover. But his longtime trainer, Tim Grover, said, and kind of set the record straight, he was on a show, and he said he ordered some late-night pizza and from a place in Utah, and when it came to the door, five people were waiting for him, even even though you said the delivery guy said not to, and he found it suspicious. So who knows? I think he might have been hungover. What the heck? Yeah,
why would we comment on something we don't know anything about?
Just because it's speculated because of the popularity of that great Last Dance documentary. Really something else. You know?
When I watched it and I saw this segment, this part come out, I didn't think much of it.
Now, are you going to be enjoying your weekend? You're going to go out on the sand?
Be in the wet sand.
So is it the wet sand or the dry sand that we have
they
to avoid?
They do not want you in the dry sand.
So you're out of the dry sand. It's okay to be in the wet sand.
There's a good chance that the mayor of Los Angeles, Gil Garcetti, could have one of those big, knobby, tired sand dune buggies. And he could just chase people right off of the sand.
We broadcast from Hollywood, California, so that could be very much the case, I'll tell you that.
He could absolutely just get vengeance and put his tank top on, his mayoral. How do you say that?
Mayoral. You got it right.
Mayoral tank top and chase us all over the freaking place, which I hope you
do. I like the Baltimore Mayorals. Now, a reminder for you, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. You can follow him on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Now, 30 seconds here, Fred Dreyer. Some final thoughts from you.
Well, look. We're winding down, I think, on this virus thing. I think people are getting better. I think the virus is on its way out. I think we ought to hurry it up by just putting everything back the way it was in on February 6th.
And we'll see you next week.